Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Welcome back to another episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. I'm your host, Black Trey, a.k.a. Trayvon, and I'm joined always by Big Jerv, a.k.a. John Gervais, Jay Skills, a.k.a. Jason Madison, and family is here. You know, Amin, he's somewhere complaining about the weather in Indianapolis. Same for Juju. We got Glasses, the Loke. Yeah. Welcome back to the show, brother.
Black G while I'm on here. Black G, yeah.
Black G, cuz. All right. Jason brought up the topic about what's going on with vultures. Glasses, you had an opinion on it in our group chat the other day. Can you explain what is happening with Ye and Ty? And also, Chase, you're close to this situation as well with Ty. So, Glasses, can you kick it off and peel back the layer of what's happening and why vultures was removed from the streaming
platform? My opinion is from the outside, but obviously they have media. But, you know, being in the business, you see how shit really go. You know what I mean? You're not questioning it. And, you know, there is a concerted effort to blackball Kanye West. There's a concerted effort in music to blackball Kanye West. Simple as that. And, you know, he's very aware of which distributions are the better ones that have the programs, the marketing opportunities, the services. So, you know, obviously I would imagine, you know, Ty is one of my guys. Like, that's my kid right there. I love that dude. And so I know for a while they've been going through hell to find a distribution that even had the services that would give him a chance. So this particular one, based off the article, this particular distribution company, Fuga, said, we didn't want to put it out, right? And they declined releasing the album. But somebody who had a distribution situation through them, like a portal, like a exit, decided to distribute the album themselves. And the album started to perform well, right? Because it's a part of a really good system. Like, that's a preferential distributor for all of the, like, it get real crazy in the business at that point, at the streaming app level. That's a preferential distributor. Like, they have all the opportunities with that kind of distribution company. And so, as I would imagine, most people didn't know what was happening with him. You know what I mean? Only the people in the know knew the album even came out, right? So I think what happened was around Monday or Tuesday of the week of the release, within that 7-day cycle, it was expected, and they started having chart predictions about where he was going to chart at and what he would sell. And that became the first way probably the industry figured out Kanye West has an album out at a high level. And it was actually exceeding, you know, expectations, even though they are, you know, actively, you know, attempting to blackball him. So they start calling around, realize where was that. People said, no, we didn't put it out. They said, yes, it is. It's through your service. So whichever person put it out, the distribution company Fuga started to wipe it from their database, which means automatically it gets wiped from streaming apps. But they transferred it over to another company that's through Create Music Group, who was a real edgy distribution company, to get it back up. But again, it's one of them situations where, you know, they are actively seeking to make sure he's not successful at any of their or through any of their avenues. You know what I mean? That's always been the thing. So my goal was, we should be supporting the shit out of him anyway, because that's our guy. I don't give a fuck what he said. We can kick his ass ourselves. But we ain't finna, you know, stop him from feeding his family because somebody else is mad at him. That's not right.
Glasses, real quick. Is the samples or the clearance of the samples, and maybe Chase, you might have an answer for this too. Is that any of the reason why it was taken down? Or do you know that, the answer to that?
I don't think that's the reason why they came down, because albums come out all the time with songs not clear, beats not clear, samples not clear, but
and they'll grade it, right? They'll usually grade the track.
Yeah. But I think the situation is Kanye,
they still mad.
He's getting blackballed for sure. And when you're getting blackballed, you can't use the normal systems that you would use to go about clearing shit. Kanye West got paper. He ain't tripping on clearing no samples. Let's get it a buck. But at the end of the day, Kanye is just one of them niggas. Like, when he's focused on a goal and he's got an objective, a lot of shit falls to the wayside. And I think he just tends to kind of clean it up on the back end. But I'm with Glasses. I think at this point, what Kanye West and what Chris Brown are going through with the way that they're being blackballed, we have to continue to speak on that shit, man, and bring that shit up, bro, because it's not only happening to those level of artists, but look at the whole shit with UMG and TikTok, bro. It's the same shit, man. Like, the artist is just getting fucked over all of the time. And Kanye West, despite I may not agree with a lot of the shit he says, he has always put himself in the space to be the sacrificial lamb for music rights.
He's been talking shit about niggas the whole time. Now y'all mad he talking shit about y'all. No, nigga, it was cool when he was talking shit to us. You know this crazy nigga, y'all stuck with him. We all, as Americans.
As Americans, we all stuck with this nigga.
We all stuck with this nigga. So we gonna love him when his shit is good. When it's bad, we gonna talk bad about it. When it's great, we gonna fuck with him. But I just don't like that there. You know, I get it. You know what I mean? He was on their ass a couple times, you know what I mean? Specifically different people in his business. He was on their ass, and they, you can't fuck with everybody ain't playing.
Right.
You know what I mean? But
you can't joke with everybody. Everybody don't take jokes.
Yeah. Some of these niggas ain't, and they ain't taking apologies too. They like, hold up, bro. You did it three times.
Right.
That apology ain't work. But again, I don't want to talk about the blackballing part of it because, you know, if y'all mad at him and that's how y'all want to do, I envy it. I wish we was the same way with all the shit y'all been doing to motherfuckers and different motherfuckers been doing to us. I wish we had that type of discipline. But, you know what I mean? I think it's up to us to support our guys as well. Even the craziest ones like, yeah, like, you know, we got to make sure, like, when this shit is great, we fucking with it. And when it's bad, we talk shit about it.
And that's our part in the business. There's positive and negative collateral damage. Like, Ty Dolla $ign is an artist who's amazing, and he's a part of this project and carrying a lot of the weight musically. Yeah. If you know Ty, you know how talented he is.
And production.
Yeah, like everything. Nobody talk about the production. Yeah. He play the bass, you know, play the keys. He can do everything.
My boy is a modern day Rick James.
He's even bringing on his own niggas, like my other homies from Drugs, to work on this album with Kanye West, man. So, like, despite what Kanye might be going through, it's other people who are attached to this who deserve these blessings and this opportunity. And Ty is a nigga who's been so talented for so long, and he figured out the side of being able to, you know, produce a tooted and booted, and, you know, even do the early style of music that he is. But Ty is a very layered artist, and I think that's what this album gets to show. And this could project him into a different radius of his own artistry. So that's another reason why we got to support this shit, man, because Ty is one of the real musical.
Boy, as nice as Kanye West, honestly.
Right. But this is the thing I'll say to y'all, to everybody. Like, I've, you know, been a Kanye fan since the beginning. I was there when he recorded The Dropout, helped nigga pick the skits, the whole nine. Like, been in the studio with the nigga, all the shit. Seen the nigga do all the bullshit, everything. It frustrates me as a fan, right? Because the same way that y'all talking about, like, niggas still support him even through whatever he going through. You know, like, I still text Dom the album. We'll listen to it. We'll talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, even though we like, oh, that nigga on some bullshit, right? The frustrating thing to me is what y'all saying is he got artists like Ty. He got all these other great artists. And instead of sometimes I feel like giving it his all and doing the best, like, on the whole totality of everything, like, the nigga slack on the raps, or he'll say some bullshit, or, like, you know what I'm saying? Some shit will be off to where it should be out of here. And he should be able to connect it to the larger conversation of they trying to blackball me, or look what they do to artists with these distributors and these labels and how they fuck niggas over. But because I feel like he not giving his full 100% focus, the message and the things that he's trying to accomplish get fucked off. You know what I'm saying? A little bit.
I don't think his life produces fire raps no more, bro. And he never been a nigga.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
Anyway, but your life determines your raps. And that's what Andre 3000 basically saying. Like, nigga, my life ain't wavy. Y'all can't rap about it right now.
And to build on Chase's point, bro, y'all gotta stop acting like Kanye changed.
Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, Noodle. Hey, boy. How you doing? And Noodle's just like, ah, whatever.
Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep. Free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This nigga been the same nigga the whole time.
Agreed.
Like I have a lot of conversation. It's dope, Jay, because you make beats, Chase make beats, right? So y'all in the music, especially at that level. Dog, a lot of that early shit is hella like template.
Right. Agreed.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I'm not doubting the greatness of College Dropout. I'm not doubting the greatness of late registration, graduation, that whole era. You know, the 2009 and earlier Kanye is hella template. You know what I mean? Like that's the standard way to right. make beats. Now, don't get me wrong. Sample selection was hella important. How he went about it is hella important. It's all achieved precisely. But man, the second half of Kanye is really Kanye.
Right.
Like, that's who he really is. Like, it's not too different. This nigga been wild the whole time, bro. Like, right. this nigga yeah. always been wild.
We just in the internet era, so we can speak on it now. And we more exposed to it. So you gonna see it, like, straight to face versus it would have to be word of mouth of being in the circle.
That's a great point. Yeah.
And emotional, like,
yo,
like,
he always yeah. been like whatever way. Point I'm gonna go too far on that point, like exactly. he, like the average man is taught, like, when something going on, peel back, think about it, then respond. Kanye is closer to like, whatever I feel, I'm gonna add three on it at that point.
Same yeah. with Pac, man. Them niggas is the same niggas, bro.
Man, that nigga will be talking about girls, and he'll be like, man, they're so wonderful. You know, I love the women, you know, blah, blah, blah. Then you get to this point, Pac, that nigga be like, man, fuck that bitch. I hope she die. You know what I mean? Like,
but that's what makes them great artists. That's what makes them great artists.
They're Geminis. Exactly.
Yeah. We have to take Kanye been crazy, so let's not act like he getting lazy now. It's always been exactly the same thing. Like he always, and like Chase said, where his life is at, you know, Kanye is somebody who you know, he not really I mean, I don't know, because I think the raps are the fucking same, bro. Like,
they
I think
are.
Melody and like, I'm not
getting received.
Yeah, I think you can relate to the earlier raps because they
right.
Were
like, That's all relativity, bro. The raps are the same.
No, what you're saying is actually 100% true. And I was thinking about this the other day in terms of like, because somebody said, you know, it was a tweet or something, like niggas was saying, oh, you know, once anybody reaches a certain level of wealth, like, they can't really make good art because the art comes from a, you know, like certain place, which I didn't agree with that, but it made me think about rappers and like how I love rappers when they're on a come up. Like all my favorite rappers, like their first 2-3 albums or when they're in the early, mid, late 20s is when I love them. And I was like, why did I like that? It's because they life and they perspective. It's not like niggas.
It was relatable.
It was relatable. It's not like niggas all of a sudden get whacked. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A lot of times.
They just get more, money. They get involved in shit.
And the perspective, I don't fuck with no more. Yeah.
I've been having this conversation for like 2 years where we talk about hip hop. This shit didn't leak in the group chat. You know what I mean? Shit just be leaking everywhere. And it's about hip hop being street urban culture. You know what I mean? And the everyday theme of it. It also talked about why the West Coast and the South kind of became so big compared to the early New York stuff. The early New York stuff start getting really expensive and hella hard to beat. You know what I mean? You start getting to that late 80s East Coast shit where them niggas got them custom Dapper Dan fits and it is 4 and 6, 8 series BMWs and shit. That is not normal. And then you get these old niggas from the West Coast come out with these little $100 outfits top to bottom, hat to shoe. It might be $70. You know, shoes, 19, the pants, 19, the shirt, 12, the hat, 6 at the store. You know what I mean? The cars, they push the car as a regular. Jay, you could do that. You could push your grandpa car out the yard and paint it, hook it up, and put you some switches. Same thing when you went to the South. You know what I mean? Like, when Cash Money, you know, P had that military thing going, which is hella American, but Cash Money was like, yeah, they brought foreign cars, but they was niggas in foreign cars. The T-shirt on and the bandana and Reebok.
Niggas was in PT Cruisers.
Relatability. Hip-hop was really... culture is really, is really a poor person's thing. Like, you get some money, it start being tradition. You ain't seasoning the food the same way. That's just once or twice.
Damn, that's
everything Glasses is saying right now is why hip hop is the way it is right now. And that's why these kids need a Kai Cenat, because they're going to get their explosion faster than we got ours. And they're going to have to hurry up and get back to some like real life music, real life shit. And guess what? They don't have none from their era. So they're going to have to listen to the older niggas again.
And that's the point. Like, right now, it's cool to be a bitch ass nigga. Like, that's cool. No, not talking shit. Like, for real. Like, think about it. Like, it is cool to be like, if you got a purse, you know what I mean? If you got like, sir, you know, not talking shit. Think about it. It's a very metro kind of thing happening. But as them niggas grow up and they find they nuts, they reach down there one day and realize they got some nuts, like some balls, and they got to stand up for themselves, and that shit ain't working, they got to come see me, man. They got to come listen to a nigga that really popping and tell them, because you can't listen to Uzi at that point. Shout out to Uzi, bro, but you can't listen to Uzi at that point when somebody tripping with your kids at school. He ain't going to put enough lead in your pencil to make you go up there and be the nigga you need to be on a principle. You got to come talk to the gangsters. So I think that's what hip hop is. It's that cultural aspect that makes it relative. You know what I mean? And that's what you're talking about. When you stuck in that cultural aspect where it's relative, that's the thing about the culture, man. It's so relatable. Niggas act like it's about killing. It's not. It's about surviving. That's what niggas don't get. It's doing whatever it takes. And niggas will take, you know, Chief Keef and make it at their office space with their boss tripping or their coworker they don't get, and they take that whole war mentality and they decide like, hey man, this right here gives me the energy I need to exceed in my life. It's not gonna turn them into me. It ain't gonna turn them into Keith. It ain't gonna turn them into Dirt. But they gonna take that shit and put it in their life. If they driving buses and it's a fucking asshole kid that get on there and be fucking with them, one day they gonna tell that little kid to sit your little punk ass down because they was listening to Glasses Malone or Chief Keef or any gangster rapper. And, like, and that's going to do it. They're not finna shoot the kid, but they're going to tell his stupid ass, sit your little ass down while I whoop your ass. And you need lead in your pencils as a man in America, especially as a black man in America.
Hey, for Big Jerv, for Jason Madison, for Glasses Malone, for Chasing Cash, this has been an episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker.